Josh, what are you doing?
I'm staring at that thing, and I'm thinking about...
We should turn this off, dude. The Apple TV screensaver is not going to help us when we're recording. You
what
literally zoned out.
What's on it?
We're at a carnival. It's wonderful. It's an overhead shot of a carnival. Ooh. It's really nice. But like,
does it move?
It's like in slow motion.
But
oh, yeah.
Dude, Josh is stuck. He like I have to. I'm close to like shaking him a little bit.
Yeah. Like I have the remote in
just
my hand.
Just turn it off, dude.
I don't like. I want to see where it goes.
You do. That's why they have the thing. But we are recording the podcast.
Pretty interesting though.
Mike.
It's got like a Ferris wheel. It's got one of those like big. Like it was called like the Angry Pharaoh or something.
Oh, the one that like the big boat or whatever that spins you upside down.
It doesn't go all the way upside down.
Okay. No, dude. Some of them do. Some of them do. And I will say on the record, my least favorite ride at amusement parks. Oh. I don't do well on much.
Yeah.
But I do especially bad on the boat.
I don't do well on much.
Oh, God.
Gotta get your sea legs.
No, I don't want to. It's not fun. It's not fun going all the way up and then just like seeing your demise below. And actually what you're seeing for some reason is people who should, the only people on earth who should empathize with you, mocking you while you're at the top of your swing.
Because are they mocking? They're
yes,
just having fun.
No, dude, because for this moment in time, they're the ones not suffering. This is the human condition right here, man. I'm telling you. Josh is actually upset the TV is off, by the way. I don't know how to describe that. Like,
is he
he's like looking
pouting?
Around for trying to... He's kind of pouting. He's like looking for a distraction.
This podcast isn't exciting enough, you guys.
Well, perhaps you should bring something to it.
You're listening to Instead Of, a hypothetical podcast with Josh Harrison, which is me, Tef and Johnny, and Mike Bogart, who are the other two hosts of this show.
Good job, Josh!
Dude, nice!
So, when I was younger, I would...
This is how we're starting after all this that you wanted. You wanted the lights and the shining whatever. When I was younger...
When I was a young lad.
Holy shit. Exciting. Are you looking at a $5 bill?
I am, because it is relevant to my story.
Go ahead.
So when I was young, I had a scheme to make unlimited money.
Okay. Pretty smart. Good idea.
All you needed to make money was money.
What the hell are you talking about? You're the worst young person, by the way.
Are you familiar with the... It's not a concept, but if you have at least 51% of a bill, it is legal tender.
Sure.
Okay. Yes, yeah.
So.
Mike's like, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I looked into some details pretty recently to prepare for being able to talk about this. And so you need at least one serial number and 51% of the bill. So what I propose, if you're looking at a bill here, if you rip it into thirds.
Okay.
And so basically you're getting the head of the president or whomever is on your bill. And then on one side of it, you've got like the full serial number on the left. On the other side, you've got the full serial number on the right. Take the head of that president. Just put that aside for a second.
Do you hear what you just said?
I do.
Dude, God damn it.
So now you
I don't understand why people get to get away with so much when they're not brown skinned. Like, I don't mean to take this on. It's not my cause, but like, You can talk about decapitating presidents comfortably.
No, I mean, it's the head of the... They already decapitated
Whose head are you touching?
I'm Abraham Lincoln's.
Okay, great.
He's dead already.
Yeah. Oh, job was done a while ago.
Oh, my God,
So anyway, you put that aside, and now you've got the two ends of the bill. You've got about two-thirds of a bill here.
Yes, I understand the concept, man. God damn.
So now... That's legal tender. But if you have another $5 bill and you rip that in the same exact place, you take one of the sides, put it with the head that you just decapitated, and take the other side with the head of that second bill. Now you've got three sets of two-thirds
unbelievable,
of a
dude.
Bill.
This
so
is
now
unbelievable.
You entered with $10 and you're leaving with $15 legal tender.
Wow.
You spend those somewhere to exchange them for $15 in other bills, and now you just do it again. And you just keep multiplying your bills over and over and over until you're like a billionaire.
A billionaire. Nice. Nice little pun. Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Who's accepting your taped up bullshit on the other side of the counter? Oh, this bill has two pieces of tape on it? Why?
I'm just saying, it's legal tender. They have to accept it.
Who is they? Have you tried?
No, the Treasury Department.
You're going to experiment with this psychotic plan in front of your first attempt will be with the Treasury Department?
Yeah, why not?
Famously, you know, you want to avoid them if you're laundering money. You know,
I don't know if you could be worse at crime.
They would never suspect. Who do
they would most suspect? They achieve that position because they are suspicious most in the whole country.
Okay. Well, I didn't go through with this scheme.
That's probably good.
Okay.
It was just my thought at like 8 years old to make unlimited money. Did you ever have any schemes, whether you carried them out or not?
I have never heard anyone want to justify their behavior more by looking at the actions of others.
Very astute 8-year-old, though. That's good thinking.
Yeah, real hit at parties. Mike, what is your scheme?
I was learning fractions in school. What do you want?
I don't know. It's so much. So much more.
I don't know. I feel like I must have had more, like, several schemes.
Did you ever trade any lunch assets?
No. I felt so bad. Like, my mom made me a lunch. I'm like, she made this for me. I can't get rid of it.
That's true. And you usually had good stuff.
Yeah, yeah. I had really good lunches. I wasn't really the type to run schemes.
I don't think I ran a scheme either. Is something wrong with us, or is it wrong with...
You didn't dilute any like lemonade at a lemonade stand?
What? Why?
No.
To give you more volume.
Oh my God, dude.
Sell more cups at the same quarter.
Okay,
apiece.
Wait. We...
I'm officially frightened that you run most of this podcast.
Devin and I were both vice presidents in a donut company in high school.
Yeah. VP of marketing. You never achieved that title, Josh.
Tappan was VP of marketing. I was VP of operations.
And our company was V Power Donuts. Mike, I never realized we put VP right in the name of our company.
Me neither. That was
Wait,
smart.
Who was the CEO?
V.
V.
Nice.
I love that guy.
Yeah.
But Mike, we ran an ethical business,
did we?
Man. We didn't scheme.
We ran a clean operation?
No. Oh, dude, we did, but I won't name names because I'm not a rat, all right?
Yeah.
I'm not. But there are two people on this earth that know that they skimmed from the meager profits that we made as a company and pocketed home some more, and I'm very disappointed in you, and I want you to know that, and I will hold this grudge forever. It's a Josh. It's like we had a Josh on the team. You know,
what?
Just found a way to just take a little off the top.
No. I'm not trying to like screw over my friends. I'm trying to screw over the government.
Don't say you're trying to screw over anybody. Oh, God. Have you learned anything in all these years between 8 and however old you are now?
I don't know. Like, they made the heads on the dollar bills bigger, so now it's tougher to figure out those thirds.
You've been tracking this scheme? Instead of learning other lessons through, like, other life experiences?
I mean, that was before I had learned the value of a dollar.
So, one of the reasons that I am tired right now is that lately I've been waking up at, like, 4 in the morning.
Why?
I don't know. Can't help it. That's just when I wake up now.
Weird.
Yeah, it sucks.
Wait, like totally on your own?
Yeah, every day, 4 a.m.
No garbage trucks driving by and making clanging noises?
Nope, this is just my new thing.
Wow.
Well, what are you doing with this extra time?
Just laying there, pretty much.
Well, don't you feel like you've been gifted, like, this extra?
No, it doesn't feel like a gift, really. It feels more like a curse.
You're saying you truly would rather spend it sleeping.
I truly would like at least another 2.5 hours.
That's fair. That's fair enough.
Yeah. But it did give me an opportunity to, in my bedroom, from my bedroom, I can see the Sears Tower, or the Willis Tower, excuse me.
True. Is it still called Willis? Didn't that just change?
Did it? I don't think so.
I think it's like changing on the sly. Also, they smashed half of it. That was nuts.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah, the sky
deck. The main walkway entrance area that you like go into is just rocked. They're like, we're redoing it.
Anyway.
The time has come. Yeah. Sorry, yeah. Go ahead.
So I was looking up there at like 4 a.m. and like I noticed that one entire floor, probably like 80 some floors up, was entirely pink. And I just,
was anything else lit?
It was like, you know, some randomly lit windows, but this was a whole floor of pink windows at 4 a.m.
Where is it?
It was like, I think it was Saturday night.
Where is it relative to the top of the building?
It's like about 2/3, 3/4 of the way up.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So what the heck was going on in there, do you think?
I don't know.
I'm going to guess a T-Mobile Christmas party.
A T-Mobile Christmas party. Ooh.
Yeah. I think they're just late. They're just a little late, and no one's going to be paying attention at 4 a.m.
It was like April 2nd.
Don't you think that it could have been like a springtime thing? Like pink is
like an Easter party? That's pink is associated with the.
But that's an odd thing to do in like the dead of night.
A 4 a.m. Easter party is pretty strange.
Yeah, Christmas party makes way more sense.
Well, actually, hang on. 4 a.m. Okay, so I'm about to get into some risky territory here. Okay. I just want you two, as my friends, to go with me on it.
Okay.
I'm putting some trust out there, baby.
Yeah.
Okay, so. Two things. First, a quick joke that I had with Easter and everything.
Thanks for announcing it first.
Yeah, I'm just going to let you know that it's a bad joke.
Okay.
But I was thinking about the differences of Christian people versus Jewish people. And it's like, well, you know, to figure out that Jesus was gone, Christian people, like, they push that rock away. You know, the Jewish people just pass right over it. And I know what Passover actually is. It's just, I don't know, made me laugh. And so here's what I'm saying. 4 a.m., if I was trying to escape a cave without anyone noticing me, right? Again, I know what I'm saying, you guys.
Okay.
4 a.m., right around the time I would leave. I'm not saying I am Jesus. I just am in this scenario.
So,
maybe that's what the celebration is. That would explain the pink, the rabbits, you know.
Wait. The sacred hour.
They jump about 2/3 the height.
No. I think you're on the right path, but I don't think it's you.
I'm not on the right path. I am the path.
No.
You follow me.
I think Mike is the path because it's 4 a.m.
Mike's not the path.
It's 4 a.m. and Mike has risen.
Mike has...
No, I have risen.
Wait, I have risen, though.
Damn it.
Do you think that pink thing, does that mean something for me? Am I supposed to go over there?
Wait, if you're Jesus, who am I in this? Am I his nemesis?
You're Jesus' friend. Tappan.
Oh, okay. Mike, what do you think is happening in there?
To be honest, I hadn't really thought about it. I mean, T-Mobile Christmas party was pretty good. I think...
I mean, maybe Mike, you hadn't even considered that until I said
maybe
it.
Maybe it's like a late night gender reveal party. And
it's
a girl.
I like that.
Okay.
Oh, no, dude, what if it's like the announcement? Is there like a king of Chicago? What if the king or queen of Chicago is announcing it's a girl?
Hmm. Oh, like how they make...
Like, you know how... Yeah, the Pope smoke. I'm sticking with religion here for a little bit.
The Pope smoke. Uh-huh. Go on.
Yeah. That's instead of the Pope smoke, we got the pink light.
The pink light.
It's a girl. Yeah.
Interesting.
The new daughter is here.
Interesting you say that, because right now all the buildings are lit up all blue. What do you think that means?
I heard of, through, and nobody is paying me to say this, a newsletter in Seattle called The Evergrey. I heard about a story last Friday where a group of people were going to gather. And everyone's invited, no charge, just to get together and say the word wow like Owen Wilson does. just together. So everyone's going to get there and be like, oh, wow. Yeah, wow. You know, like, and they, wow. And like, it was, yeah, wow. And like, I was hyped. I'm like, I got to see this. Seattle is like, Seattle's quirky sometimes. Let me go see it. Let's see what's up. So I get home. I get home a little early, actually. My roommate is there, Mike. And we're getting down. We're having a like great old time. It's just like, I can't wait to be a part of this. I can't kind of like, we're going to do something cool and unique. And then I look down and somehow like an inordinate amount of time has passed. So now we have to like run to the Owen Wilson Wow Festival. And like we run like maybe a half a block before like reality sets in. And then Mike is just like, dude, why don't we take one of those Lime bikes? You know, like the bikes that you like turn on with your phone and whatever. Mm. And and then take it down. And I'm like, Mike, are you sure? Like are we going to make it? I haven't ridden a bike in a while. He's like, dude, just get on. So I got the bike. By the way, Lime Bike, like I like your product and everything, but if you're going to tell me it's $1 per hour, but I have to pay in $10 increments, what the fuck? Okay. Like, I would have paid anyway, but that's fine. So we get on the bike, and within a few seconds, I turn to Mike and I'm like, Mike, this is the best idea I think you've ever had. And we're just like flying down the hill, going around to Gasworks Park where it is. We get there, park our bikes, run up the hill, 6:05, everything's been done for what seems like a couple of minutes.
No!
And there's like a few stragglers on, or hangers on, I don't know. And honestly, you felt you were a part of a zoo exhibit, you felt like a little bit, because every like animal around you was just like, wow. And there's just like pictures and videos and Snapchats and people introducing each other with wows.
Whoa.
You know, just it's a bummer, but I'm happy people were happy. So anyway.
Whoa.
Getting back.
Did you get to say it?
Yeah, did you?
I mean, no, I missed it in the moment. I got to the top of the hill and I said it with Mike, and you know, we had our little like closure, but nothing much after that. So we get back and I'm like, all right, Mike, you know, it's disappointing, but it's Friday night. We're roommates, let's go hang out. This is gonna be a fun evening. And he's just like, oh dude, I'm leaving. I gotta go do something else. And I'm like, what the hell, Mike? Like, come on, man. So I get on my bike. I'd pedal the other way since Mike is gone. I don't want to pedal up the hill. I just drop the bike off by a Chase Bank. I don't know why I said that. So then I get up to the house. Everything's fine, whatever.
Uh-huh.
All of a sudden, I understand that I'm going to go to a very cool cultural event that I just didn't expect to go to. I get down there. A few hours pass. I check my phone to call the Uber on the way back. I forgot to turn the Lime bike off.
Oh, no.
It's a good thing you paid in $10 increments.
You have to lock that thing.
Yeah.
Like, you have to snap that thing on. And so now it's like 3 hours and 15 minutes. And I'm like, oh, no, this has officially jumped to the top of my to-do list. Like, I got to get this taken care of. And so we're in the Uber. And I'm just like, wait, should we stop here? And my buddy's just like, no, let's go home first. Like, collect ourselves and find. I'm just like, the clock is ticking. we have to go. So we get back to the house. We're walking down the hill. And then my friend, for some reason, right now, is like, I'm finally about to feel like problem solved. Out of nowhere, my buddy Adam goes, hey, what if someone took the bike?
I was thinking that.
Yeah.
It had not occurred to me. So now I'm like sprinting down, get to the Chase Bank, and I'm like, you know, oh no, I put the bike near where financial activities happen. This is probably where like shit goes down. And I'm checking around, and there's a bike in front. It's not my bike.
Uh-oh.
And behind the pole is my bike.
Ooh, okay.
Like a movie.
Still unlocked.
Moment. Yeah, still unlocked. In this time, I had already sent an email to Lime Bike. By the way, Lime Bike, now it's been like a few days. No one responded to my email, by the way. Side note, like, have my extra money. But anyway, so I locked it. It was shut. But all this story comes with the instead of, if it hadn't worked out, if it hadn't been so clean, tell me the story of, instead of the bike hanging out in front of that Chase Bank, what else happened?
So you get to the Chase Bank, and there is a post-it note attached to the pole near where the bike was.
Okay.
Intriguing.
And it said, if you want your bike, call this phone number. It's got a phone number on it.
Now, I would hope so.
Yeah, not a 206 area code. It's from out of state.
Oh.
Okay.
Somebody.
What state is it from?
It is from Nebraska.
Okay. Not unbelievable.
What state would have been unbelievable?
That's a good question. I probably wouldn't have believed
Delaware.
Mississippi would have been, yeah. Delaware's possible. Mississippi, I'd be a little surprised at.
Okay. Anyway, it's Nebraska. You call. Man picks up, thick Russian accent.
Oh shit!
We have your bike.
Okay.
Mike, finish the story.
Oh shit!
Whoa, dude. Just like, hey, Mike, you want to do all my homework?
What? I set the stage.
Okay.
I set the stage.
Yeah.
That was the whole point of the stage setting.
Yeah. Okay. So you were act one. I'm act two. And now Mike closes the show.
Okay. Act three. Here we go.
Are we done with the show? Anyway, go on.
We have your bike.
Okay. Turns out the other Russian guy in the room is slightly less Russian.
Easter buck, whatever. Then you go, who the fuck is this?
Those are my first words?
Those are your first words. Because you're pretty pissed now. Because how much is it to replace a bike?
I don't know. Limebike never got back to me. I thought the GPS was going to be on the bike. It's not. The GPS tells you where your phone is, which is way scarier, Limebike. Don't track me. Track the fucking bike. Jesus. Why am I the one to tell you that?
Okay. You say, who the fuck are you? Then they go, we have your bike, man. Like,
they say it again? A third time?
Yeah. Do you want it back or not?
Yeah, I want it back.
Yeah, obviously you want it back. So you're like, okay. You say, yeah, please, let's do this. And then they're like, okay, let's meet over by this. What's something in Seattle?
The Space Troll. Needle?
Let's meet by the Troll under that bridge and we'll do a swap.
Okay. What are we swapping?
Your bike.
Okay.
They want something from you, though.
I had imagined.
It's not money.
What do they want?
They want...
advice?
Your soul.
Whoa!
Jeez.
They want your soul in the form of...
money?
Your signature on a contract binding you.
Why do you keep adding layers to this? Why don't you just, hey, just give me a price, man? Jesus. At this point, I'll pay the $500 just to get the story to come to a conclusion. Binding me to what?
Binding you to employment in.
God damn it.
A salt mine.
Okay, that's fine.
Really? You would work in a salt mine to get this bike back?
I imagine someone has to let the people in and out of the salt mine, right?
You're not the salt mine doorman.
Yes, I am. You just said that I had to work there. I'll be a salt mine doorman if it means giving the lime bike back.
You will be a salt miner.
You didn't say that, man. You bound me to one contract. I signed that shit.
Well, you should have read it first.
I read it. He's adding things after the fact. You can't do that. That's why it's a contract. And it's salt mine. That doesn't even make sense. But Mike, I'm not working at salt mines. I'm going to work outside. Just outside.
What's the name of the salt mine?
That's not a thing, man. We force the name issue a lot in this show. We can't really be fucking naming salt mines. That's a new low for us.
Okay, so that's Act 3. Curtain drops.
Oh, this is still going? Oh, okay, shit. Fine.
In
Act 4?
No, curtain drops, man. In the audience, bunch of celebrities.
Oh.
Everybody stands, standing ovation, cheering. Owen Wilson, front row.
Oh, wow. Are you going to do yours? Do yours. You didn't do yours yet.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, wow.
Oh, God, dude. Have you seen him say it?
So, have you guys heard of synesthesia?
Yes.
Kind of.
That's when you associate colors with sounds, right?
It can be any of the
other senses.
Any of the senses, yes.
Got it.
It's when you like a single perceptual phenomenon stimulates two sensory or cognitive pathways. So like you can, if you look at a common one is that like if you look at letters, they all have like intrinsic colors associated with them.
Okay, got it.
Oh, weird.
Yeah, cool. Anyway, I have no real reason to talk about this.
God, my
I was listening to my well, I was going to say my friend, but he didn't respond to my email. John Roderick's podcast.
No.
Sure.
And they mentioned something about synesthetes because they're just really smart guys. And they were talking about smart stuff. Anyway, instead of ask question, because it's like, I guess it's not really instead of.
That's our it's show, though. Like,
it's more like in addition to.
Let's
anyway.
Okay.
Listen. Okay. Here's my question. Here's
I
my
hope
question.
That never becomes the podcast.
Here's my question. If you could see taste, what would you eat?
If you could see taste,
I don't understand. I'm sorry, Josh. You can go for it. I'm gonna try to work this out. I'm being totally honest. I don't understand the question, so let me just think about it.
you eat something,
okay,
and the taste you get gives you visual stimulation. What would you eat, and what?
So I hallucinate.
You eat it, yeah. Basically,
I would eat cotton balls, and it would show
this
me
is
heaven.
So disturbing.
It would show you heaven?
Yeah, I would see the afterlife. Whoa. Yeah.
I gotta get out of here, I think. I think this is... Are you guys listening to the same episode I am? Wouldn't you be as scared as I am right now? He's gonna eat cotton balls? Holy shit! Stuff of heaven. True detective.
I am Vince Vaughn.
Wrong season! Wow. Okay, what do you see in heaven? Describe this. Let's just double down on the psyche.
Yeah.
Let's go for it. This is our Halloween episode, everybody. Halloween in April. Jeez Louise.
I mean, you had Christmas in April earlier.
Right.
Anyway.
Which one would people enjoy more, I wonder?
It's a lot of puffy clouds. It's just honestly, it's very stereotypical heaven. It's like people in togas, just kind of walking around.
Togas, nice.
Yeah,
a lot of Romans in heaven.
Yeah, a lot. I mean, they were around for a while. Like you don't die when you're in heaven.
There's got to be a lot of dead ones. Yeah,
yeah. It's getting crowded though. There are a lot of high rises because they're dealing with overpopulation. Just as everybody else is.
Mike! This has become in addition to. No! Okay, let me eat something. You know what? I answer your question. I'm gonna tell you just a thing related to something I ate because I got to get it off my chest.
Okay,
Josh,
maybe we can get a hallucination out of you by the end of this.
Fine, if the hallucination is a raging anger. sorry, did you hear a noise?
I did. Okay.
Hey, look, it's Owen Wilson.
Oh. Wow.
Okay, anyway, we can end this segment because I ate the worst. I just ate the worst veggie burger of my life. It was awful, 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 awful. 0 out of 10.
It was very bad. He made me really? Took a bite.
I made you take a bite.
What was why did I say took a bite?
I don't know.
And this didn't conjure any imagery for you?
No, I was just upset, man. It was the worst. Just every ingredient.
Rage.
Here's what they put in the Screamin' Nacho Burger. Are you ready?
Ready.
They put 2 pieces of probably burned bread, really burned patty of what they claim is black bean patty, and then tortilla chips, and that's it.
That sounds terrible.
No condiments, no flavors, no nothing.
Slice of cheese.
The slice of cheese was literally melted into like the box, like the wax on top of the box. They decided to melt it there, and so I had to peel the cheese off and add it back in. Not that it make a difference, because the cheese had no taste. Nothing had taste. I know I'm you know what this is like? I know I'm sustained, but like I felt nothing. It's what I always imagined rations were.
So maybe yours is the afterlife also, and you just see nothing.
That's not my afterlife. I'm playing beach volleyball, man. Get the fuck out of here.
Why would he see the afterlife when he eats the veggie burger?
I'm just saying, like, maybe if he's having something that's so devoid of anything.
Mm.
No, 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 no. Sand, sun, ladies, abs on me without exercise. Heaven. Mike, I need you to teach me how to play beach volleyball, bro. I've never done that, dude.
I don't know how to play beach volleyball.
We should probably learn.
I guess.
I hear it tastes great.
So, Mike, as you are aware, we have a quasi-celebrity on the show with
us.
We
do, I know.
Yeah. If anybody has an Amazon Echo, you can say, Alexa, play Amazonian news.
I don't like this. Go
and
on.
If you are doing it on Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, you will hear the voice of our very own Tappan Johnny reading the news to you.
Mm. Yes.
Yeah.
That was weird, Mike.
So it's just like, it's just that weird connection, like that weird car crash of different parts of your life where you're.
I do
just
work
like,
there. I mean, that's how it happened.
No, I realize that, but it's like I didn't expect to ever hear your voice coming out of one of those tubes.
It's pretty surreal. It's pretty strange.
Like, I hear your voice all the time, both in, like, hanging out and when, like, we're listening to the episodes to edit them and everything. But something about hearing your voice in that capacity is just so weird because it's just, like...
strange. Like, I didn't know that was the experience you guys had.
I think it's called, like code switching or something where, like, your brain is in a different state of mind depending on where you are and what you're expecting to do. So I'm wondering, like, what is your... Instead of that, what is your like running into the teacher at the grocery store moment where you just like somebody that you are very used to seeing or hearing or interacting with in some capacity just like runs into you in a totally different out of context place?
Dude, I have so many of these. Mike, I think you do too. Like like I've said this before and I mean it. Like the education that Mike and I received in public school has to be amongst the best educations in the country, bar none. Like,
yes,
the people definitely. We went to school with just went on to like be successes. I was actually just telling a friend of mine this, and she, I wonder if I can tell her story. I mean, no embarrassment to the dude, but I'll say it. I mean, this is exactly what Josh is looking for. So a friend of mine was watching the television show You're the Worst on FX. And she texted me. She's like, have you ever seen You're the Worst? And I'm like, no, I haven't. I always meant to. It seems like right up my alley. And she's like, yeah, well, you know, in season three or something, like something's going to happen. You're going to be really, really surprised. And I had already known what she was talking about, but I had never seen it. So it's one of the guys that we went to school with, Mike, is an actor now in Hollywood. And he was cast as like an extra or like a secondary role in this episode, in like which involves him in a sex scene. So like you don't really expect that. Like the kid you went to high school with just like showing up as a grown ass adult going to town on TV and just like, oh hey man, like, good for you. Like it's like I'm proud of you for like getting the opportunity, but like I did not expect to see you there.
Yeah, I remember what you're talking about now. I wasn't sure where that was. Yes, I remember that vividly. He was playing a prostitute on the show.
Was he? I didn't see the context.
I believe so, yes. That's that was a good one.
What about you, Mike?
I have a lot. I for some reason like anyone from my gym, if I see them out like in real life, I turn the other way or I cross the street or I've for some reason I can't look at, like I can't be seen by you.
Interesting.
I don't know why. It just, but like the gym is such a specific place that's like out of space and time. There's no like no windows. You can't ever see outside. It's always the same time in there. Like
you should go to a gym with some windows, dude.
I know. It is like a casino, though.
I thought you were going to say the opposite because you have long claimed the gym as the place where you mysteriously run into every celebrity you've ever seen. Every year, Mike has a story about how he saw a legit celebrity in the gym.
At my old gym, I saw Jose Canseco. No, not Jose Canseco. Jose Contreras. I worked out with the one of the owners of the Bears.
With or next
Antti
to?
Antti Raanta. next to. He was going pretty hard.
How do you know what like the owners 60. Of the Bears look like?
I'm pretty lame. Antti Raanta, NHL goalie,
sure.
Also there.
It's it's pretty customary to like, you know, ask somebody for spotting at the gym, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Have you ever gone up to somebody and asked to spot them?
Absolutely not.
Excuse me. I imagine. Excuse me. Wait.
Yeah.
Here's the scene. I imagine Mike just like confidently but slowly striding over to the bench press. Some like saxophone music in the background and him going, please not that saxophone music. That's not what I was doing. You've changed the mood. I want it to be romantic. Okay, hang on. And Mike going, hey, Papa Bear. I need a spot. That's your life now, Mike. Stop spying on people or claiming that you've spied on them.
He was really there. I didn't spy on him. I did Google him just to make sure, but I didn't let him see that.
Did you know his name off the top of your tongue? Or off the tip of your tongue?
I did. George McCaskey.
Dude, don't say it right now. if we had, like, does anyone who listens to this know how to draw? Because that would be a hilarious cartoon. Mike and George McCaskey at like the altar. But the altar is the gym. It's so like all there, you know? Like I see all of it.
Mine is like, it's a series of coincidences that I'm just going to throw this out there because I know that you're going to make fun of me for growing up privileged and white.
Dude, I never do that.
That's true. So I was at sleepaway camp.
Okay. So for real, cool. Like, this is not a term that is used much in the Midwest. At least I don't think it is. Can you explain? Is it exactly what I think it is?
Yeah, it's like a camp away from home, so that I'm staying.
Like in the cabins and the bunk beds. Got it.
So I'm staying there, and I wanted to stay for like another 2 weeks because I was having so much fun at camp, but I had to leave early because my family was going on a trip to Alaska.
Oh, shut
up. It's tough. I'm not going to say anything.
So I made so many good friends at camp, and I didn't want to leave them. And the camp was in Maine, and so...
Wow, you really explored, like, the width of the country.
I know.
Yeah, coast to coast.
Yeah.
By land, by air, by sea.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, we get on the cruise ship, and I'm like... I don't know. I'm being like a shitty little kid because I'm like, I don't want to be here. I'd rather be at camp.
How old are you?
I don't know. Like maybe 12 or something. Okay. Maybe 13. Okay. I don't know. So around there. And so I must have been 13 because there was like a teen center. And my mom was like, why don't you go there?
Whoa.
Like,
wow. This is the second person in my life who's told me about a teen center on a cruise. And the other is Mike.
Huh. Yeah. I know the teen club.
Yeah. So anyway, we get there and I'm like, I don't want to go to the teen center. That's going to be dumb. I just want to sit in my cabin and pout.
You're spitting in the face of everything that Mike holds dear. I just want you to know that.
Yeah. Well, so anyway, we walk by.
No sympathy at all.
My mom is like, no, we should go. And I'm like, okay, fine, we'll go. And then we go nearby, and I just hear somebody say, Josh? And it was like, one of my best friends from camp was also on this cruise ship across the country.
Wait, whoa.
Oh, my God.
How would that not come up?
I don't know.
Both of you were keeping the secret from each other so as not to break the other's heart? Are you serious?
I don't know. His name was Mike, too.
Mike. Dude. It definitely wasn't me, okay, good.
That would have been entirely too much for me. I probably would have quit the pod.
That would have meant that I was friends with him before you, maybe.
That part I don't care about. Mm-hmm. I just don't want to be involved in such a rich history between two people. I don't want to be the third person there.
What are the chances?
I don't know.
Let's not do the math on this. Wait, that was your what? That was your instead of for what?
That was me, like, totally finding somebody totally out of context.
No. Why did you tell this story?
It was my teacher in the grocery store moment.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Yes. Did you guys remain friends? Are you best friends still?
No.
Could you find him? Would you, like, reconnect?
I could probably find him through Facebook. I don't remember.
Would that be weird if you had a mic in your life? if you had a super close friend named Mike, and then I also had a super close friend named Mike, like, does that guy join the podcast? Like, what happens?
I don't know. If our Mike dies or something.
Mike, do you become... He's not...
If I die?
No, Mike.
I'm Mike.
You listen to me, dude. You listen to me, dude. I will fight for you. You're my Mike. Josh can do whatever the hell he wants. You're not dying.
I'm not like trying to get you to die. I'm just saying if you did, maybe we'd have a backup, Mike.
You know who says that? People who are trying to get you to die.
I wasn't trying to get him to die, Your Honor.
Halloween episode, full effect, 2018. Mark it on your calendars. It's in April now. Okay, so I recently told someone that I'm terrified of drugs, like... I was at a party once and someone told me there was cocaine there and I ran away.
Okay.
The person I told laughed at me, by the way. And she's just like, God, such a wimp. But like, it scares me. Okay. So what's your I'm out of here thing? Like, what's your thing that if you're near it, you're like, nah, no. Like, I'm done. See ya. I said goodbye properly and then I left.
I don't like eggplant.
Get the fuck out of here, man. Come on. How are you going to make light of my situation by saying eggplant?
I know what you mean, though.
What's your thing? Is there a show-stopping thing for you where you just actually would leave? Like if you saw someone doing something disgusting, would that make you leave?
I think I would probably leave if like... Do you remember when we were at I forget what it was called, that like concert at Key Arena where it was like seven bands all after one another. Like
yeah,
Phoenix
yeah.
was there
yeah,
and everything.
Yeah, yeah, that was an awesome show.
And I told you about those like total fucking assholes that were like punching their way to the front and pulling that girl's hair that was in front of me and everything. Mm-hmm. And they like,
jeez.
Yeah, the security people like tried to kick them out, but they like disappeared into the crowd. If people like that show up, I'm out.
Mm, that's fair. Mm. It's yeah. just not worth dealing with sometimes. And it sucks yeah. because someone like needs your help, but like actually maybe we should be helpful. Maybe we should maybe this is our opportunity. Turn, you know, get into fighting mode.
Like if somebody needed my help in the moment, then I would do what I could. But like if they show up and they're just trying to like take control of the situation,
mm-hmm.
like sure, mm-hmm. it's yours.
So what's your move? Let's say there they are. You got two Bash brothers in front of you. They've got two people in front of them and headlocks. You know, they need your help. It's undeniable.
I don't know. Maybe point out like free beer behind them.
Oh,
look over there.
So you're not engaging. You're not going to fight them.
No, I don't. No, I'm not going to fight them.
Okay, I'm just asking. You earlier, it sounded like you were going to fight them.
No, helping doesn't necessarily mean fighting.
Okay, let's say that you don't, let's say you don't feel pain. What do you do?
If I don't feel pain, then I like, I don't know. Then I would fight him.
Huh, good question. No, like talk me through it. Talk me through your fight strategy.
Okay, so they got them in headlock, so they're preoccupied. I'm going behind them. I'm giving them a heel to the back of their knee.
Okay, which so there's two of them.
I am. I mean, if I don't feel pain, then I can just fall on my ass and it's fine. I'm gonna jump and spread my legs and kick both of them.
Opening move, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow.
Two opponents with their back turned to you. Make sure you jump seated towards the ground and kick out the backs of the knees
yeah.
of your opponent. Okay, fair. So they buckle and they essentially they might fall on top of you because of the knees you kicked them in. So now what? And they will bring with them yeah. the people in the headlocks. So opening...
They'd probably let go of the people in the...
Probably. That's the fair. I'll take that.
Yeah. So I would shout, run to those people. Let them run. And
I
then...
Like how you, run.
I mean, what do you want me to be? Like Gandalf? Fly, no. You fools.
You took on a very heroic voice there. I like that.
If I can't feel pain, then I can pretend to be super heroic. I could just let them beat on me
right,
and let
right,
everybody
right,
else
right,
get out of
right,
there.
Right, right. Super disingenuous. Got it. That's your power.
Maybe that does make you a hero, though.
Yeah.
I totally disagree, but go on.
How am I not a hero?
You're doing heroic things. I can't deny that.
Yeah.
But you are definitely manipulating people.
Okay. I mean, I don't know.
It's typically not a thing a hero does often, is like... take advantage of those he's trying to protect trust.
Wait, how is that? Like, it's just...
Why let them believe something you know is not true? Okay, wait, look, let's not go down the... let's stay on the fight path. You're at a concert. Now you got two bullies, like, on top of you.
Yeah.
Problem solved, do you think? Or, like, do you think this continues?
No, I mean, if it continues, then, like...
Don't you think they'll hit you?
Yeah, probably, but I can't feel pain, so it's fine.
So you're just going to stand there and take a beating?
Yeah.
You still obey the laws of physics. Like, you'll get pushed around and, like, your head will hit the ground and shit. It's not going to be a fun experience.
I don't know. I feel like if I couldn't feel pain, like, being able to bounce off the floor with my head, that actually sounds a little bit fun.
I think things might break. You won't feel pain, but like your arm will break and your skull will break.
Why do people go in bouncy houses if not to experience the fun of banging up against the walls and the floors without any of the consequences?
I don't know.
It's a good point.
I feel like what happens to you as the result of a bouncy house is very different than what happens to you as the result of a truly savage beating at the hands of two people.
Yeah. Okay, let the people in the headlocks rot then.
Oh my God. You know what? I took one swing at this and backfired. I'm out.
I'll go back to yelling free beer. That's what I'll do.
That's a good plan. I think that would have worked.
Mike, what you got?
Geez, mine, for a long time, my instant out was dancing.
Mm. Right, dancing, right, right, right.
I was gone. Before that, it was talking. Talk, if I'm expecting this talk, I'm out. Now, I've been trying to think of a situation where I have just done that.
You're pretty, like, you take on a variety of experiences these days.
I'm pretty game.
Yeah, you're pretty game. You talked about a while ago, what if somebody says, okay, let's change gears, and they put Spotify on pause, and they pull out a karaoke mic and hand it to you and say, here, go first.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. I've never done karaoke. I think that one would engage my fight or flight.
And you'd leave?
I would leave, probably, I think. I don't think I could do it.
Your kryptonite could be someone singing Kryptonite by Three Doors Down.
My kryptonite's kryptonite.
Thanks for listening. If you liked what you heard, then you can check us out on the web at instedof.fm. You can find us on Twitter and send us listener questions or see other funny things that Mike writes. Aside from the description, if you don't read the description, you should read them because Mike works really hard on them and they're great. We are on Spotify. We're on pretty much anywhere that you find podcasts. And we love reviews if you like the show and you want to tell us what you think. And we will see you next week. Thanks for listening. Bye. Dude, so my shoelace broke on my sneakers.
What part of
days
it?
Ago. Just like right in the middle of the crisscross laces going up the tongue. Never it happened
broke?
To me before.
Weird.
Snapped.
What?
Yeah.
I've never seen that.
Me neither.
Did you cut it?
No. I was just walking and I felt it get loose and it felt like my shoes got untied.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I wonder what it was. What do you think it was? What's your theory?
Spontaneous foot growth.
Just in like the middle area?
Just in the middle area, yeah.
Yeah.
So here's what I did to fix the problem is I tied a knot in the middle of those shoelaces. I tied a shoelace knot in the middle of the knot. So
right,
I had two
right.
knots on my shoelaces.
Yep, wow. Yep, yep.
I kind of liked the look.
No, that can't look good. But it was... Definitely, it's a smart thinking. It's functional. Now you have two laces, basically, but like as one. Yeah. But no way. No way does that look good.
I can see the look, actually.
What kind of shoe was it?
It was just like a Nike, like, I don't know, running shoe.
Oh. Okay.
Hmm.
With two bows.
With two bows.
And you mean to actually. Tell me that this was preferred to the one bow?
Yeah. I've never bought new shoelaces before.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't know. I just never had a reason to, and now I did.
But you didn't buy new shoelaces. You tied your old shoelaces pieces
together.
Yeah,
did you stick with the double bow?
No, to get myself through the day, I did.
Hmm.
Where did you get shoelaces in one day?
Well, I bought them on Amazon. I have other shoes that I wore.
Right.
You could
right.
just go to the store, too.
That's true. They sell stuff at the store, dude.
They do.
Yeah.
They do.
So did you want... I don't understand why you told us the thing about the double bow if you didn't want to stand by the double bow.
Well, I stood by it for a day.
What's the story here? What are you telling me? Are you telling me that you made it through an inconvenience?
Yes.
I love being transparent with you guys, but not everything, okay? Not everything should make the filter. You just told me you tied two pieces of string together.
Remember the double rainbow guy?
That's astounding, Mike. That's something else.
It's a double shoebo.
Ugh. Shoebo.